All right, 96 Questions fan. We're going to find out today what player in this locker room is most in touch with their feminine side. What guy in this locker room is most in touch with their feminine side?
Diggs.
Why Diggs?
Because there was there an explanation other than he's the most in touch with his feminine side? I mean, there's no other reason.
So you're saying it's self-explanatory?
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Hello, Brian.
What guy in this locker room is most in touch with their feminine side?
Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
I mean, he's very in touch with just all kinds. I mean, I feel like he's the love of, like, all life type things, feminine side, masculine side. He just loves it all. He's just a lover. So I'd say he's the most in touch with his feminine side.
What guy in this locker room is most in touch with their feminine side?
1-4.
Stephon Diggs. Why Stephon Diggs?
I feel like he's just in touch with it. I just feel like he first of all, the dress, a little tight sometimes. A little tight. And sometimes he could wild out a little bit, a little too much.
Chet?
I'm gonna ask you to turn that camera around. Turn that camera around. You see Diggs? Zoom in on Diggs. You see Diggs? Now zoom in on JK. Yeah, it's a reason why they're best friends. So I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs and J'Ron Curse.
As a package deal.
As a package deal, 2-for-1. Buy one, get one free.
Laquan.
Yes?
First off, nice jacket. Nice jacket.
Thank you. This is my neighbor's. Yeah, but he had me sign it. I thought I'd wear it.
What guy in this locker room mm-hmm. is most in touch with their feminine side?
I would have to say J'Ron Curse or... I can't give it to my dog. I'm going to keep my dog out of this.
Stephon Diggs. Okay. So J'Ron Curse and Stephon Diggs. Why?
They like to dress, man. They like to dress and shop. You can tell. They take a lot of time with coming in here and looking nice and trying to get pretty, I would say.
Griff, what guy on this team? He just got done working out, by the way.
Nah, this is natural. No pump. What?
What guy on this team is most in touch with their feminine side?
Most in touch with their feminine side. His name is Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
Because he always got to brush his teeth, always got to look good, always got to try to dress nice. And, you know, it just him or Sendejo.
Ooh, so there's a new one. Why Sendejo?
I don't know, because he always got his hair slicked back perfectly and always smells good and brushes teeth a lot and always comes in nice and like matching up and, you know, hair's always did, nails always done, always pedicures on his feet, you know, things like that.
I think you know what it is? It's not even that. It's people vote me because I'm an easy target. Yeah. Like, who else you going to think about? Like,
well, first off, that's your fault. But anyway, secondly, I want to give you an opportunity to rebuttal because this show,
I'm actually a manly man.
This show is never intended to point out one person. We've had three shows this year that have literally intended one person.
Right, let me
You've
explain.
Been twice, and Nick Easton was one. So I need your rebuttal.
One, we're in a locker room full of over-masculine men, you know, guys who got to, you know, prove themselves or act really, really tough. Like, I don't got nothing to prove.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not really me. You know what I'm saying? I'm easygoing. You know what I'm saying? I take things as they come. And, you know, you got tough guys in here. Like, that's not me. But if that come across as feminine, then that's what it is. But, you know, I hate these guys, bro.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, as you see, I was going to say pretty unanimous, but it's not. It's unanimous. So I can't argue with it. You have to roll with Diggs. Why? Not there's anything wrong with it, but his clothes are a little bit tighter than most everybody's. He is an easygoing guy. I have to agree with his rebuttal. You know, you come in here with a bunch of alpha males, and everybody's trying to be the top dog. And Diggs doesn't. He's easygoing, has fun, but he spends a lot of time in front of the mirror. He's always trying to find ways to make his clothes tighter, shorts go higher. That's why. See you guys next week. This could be A tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker?
Yeah, there's really no tie, but we're just going to see if we can break it. What guy on this team is most in touch with his feminine side?
Oh, Stephon Diggs, hands down. Stephon Diggs. That's no question. He's the most, he's conceited. He cares about his appearance very too much, like a female does, you know, and he has to be he even says, I have to be the prettiest guy on the field. And the cleats from the tiles to his whatever. So yes, Stephon.
Can we quote that? He has to be the prettiest guy on the field?
Yes, yes, yes you can. He says that. Yes.
Sorry, Stephon. Tried.